When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Welcome to the Ryback Show. I'm your host, the big guy, Ryback. Happy Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen. We are streaming live on TikTok and Instagram, the big guy Ryback 22. Thank you guys very much for watching the live streams on TikTok. Hit those likes, those roses, the shares. Gifts are greatly appreciated throughout the show. Appreciate we're about to hit 3.7 million followers on TikTok. More followers than any active wrestler on WWE or AEW. Right now, nobody even close, although Rhea Ripley is doing very, very well. I believe she has passed 2 million. I think she's at 2.4 million, but we are about to be 1.3 million up on her still. Despite the illegal suppression going on, they can't stop the big guy with that. A lot of positive things going on with all of that. We're going to talk more about the TikTok battles, everything going on. Thank you to everybody who joined those live battles last night. I am now friends with Napoleon Dynamite, Patrick Cutler. And myself, the man who played Napoleon Dynamite, or me and him are going to be going battling. We're going to be going back and forth. Napoleon, vote for Pedro. Hopefully we can get Uncle Rico in there. Maybe we get Napoleon and Uncle Rico versus the big guy and Big Shawnee, the big sausage. You never know, guys, but we're making some real contacts on TikTok here. The battles are about to get very extreme. We are live on Ryback TV at YouTube. Super chats greatly appreciated throughout the show and brought up in between taking calls here on X Spaces, the People's Podcast. Guys, health, fitness, supplementation, sports, pro wrestling, MMA, and anything and everything in between. You want to call in no matter where you're watching from. X Spaces, you call in, hit that request to speak. We can get you on the show. Even though Elon and Linda, that little evil corporation over there, the little butt buddies with WWE, we are going to show them one way or the other. We're going to continue to fight this illegal suppression. Despite them closing case after case and not answering any questions, we are not going to stop with that. We are live on Twitch at Ryback Rules, live on Twitter X video as well at Ryback on here, guys. This show's available on all podcast platforms. iTunes reviews are greatly appreciated. If you've got a moment to leave a review, leave a star rating, and write a review, it greatly helps out the cause. This show is brought to you by Feed Me More Nutrition, my premium supplement line sweetened with stevia and monk fruit. No harmful artificial sweeteners or colors for all people, men and women. He, she, and thee. FeedMeMore.com. Save 15% signing up for my massive savings program on the email and text message newsletter menu bar. Scroll down to newsletter, text message, sign up. Get 15% off right away. Each week you get one email on Wednesday, one text message on Thursday for huge savings not made available anywhere else. Get a free Feed Me More Nutrition shaker bottle and tub of our Finish It BCAA Electrolyte Matrix. 30 servings, raspberry lemonade flavor. Yours free, $65 value. Guys, Right now is a free gift for ordering the best supplements on the planet. Sign up. You can save 15%. You get the free shaker. You get the free tub, the 30 servings of the Finish It BCAA Electrolyte Matrix. We are hooking you up. We've got all the Ryback merch, drinkware accessories, workout accessories, which I just said, ball caps, and the best supplements on the planet. FeedMeMore.com. Check out my League of Fire Ryback Pepper Slam Chug Challenge. Available here for a limited time, guys. LeagueOfFire.com. You want the hottest sauce, one of the hottest sauces in the world. You take my Chug Challenge, see if you can handle the heat. Oh, the big guy can handle the heat all day long. Can you? LeagueOfFire.com. I literally come up with those on the fly. Should be doing the new Billy Mays commercials on for infomercials. Okay. Plugs out of the way. Good to see everybody here. Take a look at the chat before we get going today. Appreciate all the love on TikTok, guys, over there as well. See you guys keep hitting those likes and those shares. Get the show out there. I think Pat McAfee's on. We've got a lot of competition on TikTok this morning. We got Luna. Luna's TikToking. A lot of beautiful women TikToking this morning. So we got to hit those likes and shares. Let me see here. We're going to get Big Sausage on here. We've got Mike ready to go too. Let's get the Big Sausage on here real quick. See how Shawnee's doing this morning. Then we've got Mike, our wrestling informant, waiting in the wings. Shawnee.
What's up, big guy?
Not much. How you doing today?
Good, man. It was nice to see all the overwhelming comments yesterday on the video. I thought people didn't want me for a second, but then I saw all the nice things that they were writing, and especially you, and I appreciate it. And thanks to everybody for the kind words.
Wait, what video?
Like, I go back and I watch the live video, like the comments.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I don't. I see just what I see. I don't have time to go do that. I see some as they come through the show. I ain't going back and looking. I don't need that torture. Like, not the good ones, but any bad I see the other show, I make sure I shell shock. I ain't trying to go back and look, search through all that.
Oh, my God. I love it. The shell shocking makes me laugh, honestly. Like, the feeling, like, I'm never having a mod because I love it too much.
I just, the people that do that, it's a good feeling to know that if they're going to come back, they've got to go create another account.
Yep, I agree, big guy. How you doing, man? How was your day?
Life is good. Life is good. Up early. All the work and morning work done. Dogs
went for a long time. You sound way better today. Way better.
No, I was fine yesterday. I'm not. I'm same every day. I just can't. Some days people get on my nerves.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Listen, we all have bad days where we get it.
I don't consider that a bad day, though. I was in a great mood yesterday. I can't stand sometimes people that are ignorant with that. Yeah, and so I'm not going to BS and cut around. Like, been doing this show for far too long. So it's like when I see people say we want to be on the show, take more calls. And I try to give them an opportunity to take more calls and then they fumble the ball. I'm just going to let them know this is why I don't take more calls sometimes. Because you guys, like, I don't think people understand the show. Like, I don't care. Like, not everybody's, you guys are listening to, like, you don't got to recap your day. Like, yeah. The people, like, this is a show to call in for a question or a statement. I'm like, oh, what's up? Yo, dude, oh, just got up and I brushed my teeth. And I'm a little tired, didn't sleep overly well last night. But, you know, hey, you know, yeah, I was up watching Raw and reading some dirt sheets. You know, I called into work today. I wasn't feeling too good and thinking about going to get some lunch. Like, what's up with you guys? Like,
do you think they do that because of nerves, big guy?
Brother, when it's repeat callers, I mean, I don't know what else to.
That's true.
I don't know what to say to it. Like, I just like, we're living here. Like, sometimes they're 2 minutes in and then, like they're not even getting to the question or anything. I'm like, guys. Like, this is, you got to have some, you know, some people munching on Fritos, you know, waiting, just like, they're like, what's up, guys? Just hanging out, shaking and baking, little morning, wake and bake, just hanging around. Yo, so cool.
How was the TikTok last night, big guy? I saw a little bit with Big Vito. and his wife, and then I passed out. I was out like a light.
So. Yeah, that was random. That Vito, he was on, so I just sent him a request. He had no idea what the battling was.
Yeah, I saw.
I kept putting it on. I'm like, guys, I'm gonna explain this to you here. You're gonna figure out what the battling is pretty quickly.
You're gonna lose, but I'm gonna show you.
Yeah, you guys are. We're gonna. But I was like, it was good because we messaged before on there, but we haven't talked in quite a while. So it was like, just caught up with him a little bit, and which it was him and his wife. They were like streaming on Facebook and like they were doing streams on multiple.
Yeah, I saw the wife kept saying that she was live on Facebook. They were live on Facebook. So I don't know what they do. I didn't even know who he was until I think you said something about Nunzio, and I was like, oh, he was in the FBI, I guess, or something like that, you know?
Yeah. Hold on. So you don't let people take people on calls anymore just because they tell you about their life, but you let Shawnee say what he wants to say. Yes, Chase, that is what we do. That's exactly what I do because it's my show and people, Shawnee brings entertainment and value onto this show when he's on, at least with it. So little Chase, just hang tight. That DA is going to be done soon and you're going to be in prison. That's what we do.
I'll give you a good story, Chase. So today,
easy. We're on TikTok.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's nothing bad, I promise. So my mom calls me, which is weird because she never calls me during the day. She knows I'm always I'm busy working. And she calls me, leaves a message, and she sounds like she's crying. So I call her back. She doesn't answer. She calls me back. She's like, Shawnee, and she's crying. And I'm like, Ma, what are you crying about? Is everything okay? She's like, Shawnee, one of your dad's best friends named Beefy called me this morning and somebody told him that your dad passed away. So he started calling all my dad's friends and telling them that
my dad
passed away. So she's like, because this guy who said that my dad passed away, he's like an acquaintance of my dad. Like, and he used to coach baseball growing up. He was one of my coaches. So my mom's like, do you know why he would say that? And I'm like, no, I have no idea why he would say that. So he called the guy Beefy, who worked in the fire department with my dad. Before he became a cop, he called my house and was like, Linda, I'm so sorry. I heard about Tommy. And my mom's like, what are you talking about? Tommy's right here.
Who told him that?
So this guy, Paul, he's an acquaintance of like our family. He told my dad's friend Beefy, who's like my dad's best friend. You know, they talk there once in a while. You know how it is when you get older, you know, you don't talk to your best friends as you used to. And then he called Beefy, that my dad's best friend, called a bunch of my dad's friends and was like, Tommy passed away.
Where did this originate from? Like,
started with this guy, Paul.
Why did he make that up, though?
We don't know yet. So I was like, Mom, why would he say that? Where did he get that from? Because he's friends with me on Facebook.
That's weird.
So I'm like, you would see that my dad's alive if you just go to
Call that guy, right? I would literally call that guy and literally cut a promo on him.
So that's what my dad was doing. My dad was going to call him or whatever.
Yeah, but I would cut that guy out of my life completely after that.
Isn't that strange, man?
Yeah, like, no, that's really, that, I like, it makes me upset. Like, yeah, just with, too. like the guy, like, why he wouldn't even check, or like, that's just starting a lie. That's why that guy'd be done.
100%. Like, think about it. Like, making up that somebody died.
Yeah. But let's get off that. That's negative. I don't want that guy. How did the guy get the nickname Beefy?
Yo, you and Beefy would be fucking best friends. He is like me. He's like a maniac. My dad tells me stories about Beefy. He would drive home, you know, in the 80s and the 70s, where like it wasn't looked down to drive drunk, obviously, before people started dying, you know. He would drive drunk, like naked, like in the car, like he would be full ass naked, and that's why they started calling him Beefy.
Wow, that's pretty funny. I knew there was a reason behind it. There's always a reason. Yeah. That or he like ate a massive amount of beef. Like, there's it could be various, but I was just curious.
Most likely it's not the latter.
I want to get Mike on here in a second, but I wanted
go ahead.
I became last night, me and Napoleon Dynamite, Patrick Cutler, the man who played, are now friends. He literally, I followed him. His live came on my live right after I ended. His live popped up on my four-year page again, and he's literally battling people as Napoleon. And I go, yo, Napoleon, we got to get some battles in. Went and liked a few of his posts. He followed me before I could even get off the page. Like, he was, I looked and he'd already followed me back. Like, this guy was waiting. He was waiting for somebody like me to show up, and because he was battling randoms, and like I could tell he's bored. He wants some real battles. Like, and his TikTok is hilarious. So now me and Napoleon Dynamite, bro, all I care, I want me, him, and like Uncle Rico. Like, I love, yes, yes, I want to be able to, like,
Uncle Rico throwing footballs over the mountain.
Bro, that Napoleon has TikToks doing the football videos as Rico. So I don't know what the relationship is, but like, I need to get Uncle Rico on TikTok if he's not already. I want them, like, bro, I would love for like me and you to be on a team, and Napoleon and Uncle Rico, and Uncle Rico just talking about his football days, Napoleon just doing Napoleon stuff, and us trying to just talk to them, but like them just staying in character. I'm telling you, I'm going to bring you guys the most entertaining TikTok battles coming up. I used to never throw a football in them mountains just back in high school. And like Rico and like him, like eating the steak and just like throwing the steak during a live. I just, man, there's so many. I'm reliving glory days here with them. So
that movie is the most quoted movie of all time, hands down. Hands down. The dance that they do at the end.
Bro, by the way, I think he makes fun of himself that he only did one hit movie his whole life and that he's poor.
I looked him up when you said it in the beginning of the show, and I was like, because you said his real name, so I looked up his real name,
I don't think he's done anything else.
No, he's done nothing.
But bro, he still looks just like Napoleon. So like, I guarantee you though, I'm guarantee you he's doing conventions. I don't know if he's like doing the circuit of all that, but like, all you need is the one movie to make. You can live off that for the rest of your life. But you got to hustle too, do it the right way. Like, I see now he's doing the TikTok. So I think he's figured out some things, and we'll see how it goes. But I got to get Uncle Rico's the goal. I was a big Uncle Rico guy. me, him, Uncle Rico and Kip just battling in there. Bro, me just eating chips. That may be the video. Chip Ryback.
Shirtless Ryback
or Chip eating Ryback with Napoleon, Kip, and Uncle Rico. I'm telling you, I'm going to get the ratings on where they're one way or the other.
And Freddie, how about Freddie?
Bro, me and Freddie, by the way, I'm waiting for the we have an official battle. I think we're doing a best of five or a best of three. Ryback versus Freddy Krueger, October 19th at 6 p.m. Pacific. Guys, this is the battle of all battles. Bro, he's like he wants to plan it out way ahead. He's having banners made and like red images. I'm like, this is going to be, he does major numbers on TikTok.
Yeah. How many does he normally do? Like, how many people does he have
watching? On his promoted battles, he gets thousands upon thousands in there of like on his team. Like, I'm talking, but like, that's on his, but as he stays on, his numbers go up and down. But on his promoted battles, he does like, on like Halloween, it's going to be Freddy versus Jason on Halloween. Like, he is smart. And he got me hooked up with the TikTok agent.
That's right. How is that going?
I got to get it all. I've got everything started. So I've got to just.
Awesome, bro.
Yeah, it's.
Great news.
Yeah, so making some good connections on all of that.
Excellent.
Maglife. I saw Maglife in here, by the way. So Maglife put out a hilarious video today. thank you for the super chat. Glad you'll like the Rumble video. I love editing 100. Brother, if you could do videos, that was amazing without that. And Shawnee posted it. And I retweeted it. But if we can get cartoon edits of this show of random things, you know, like if you've seen like those TikTok or Instagram cartoon, of a short clip of like the show of us talking about something of like with our voices, like the AI is hilarious too. But like, I love little cartoon clips. Like, I think that would be, I know that it's not easy to do. But like the people that do that stuff, it could be like, I know there's people that can do that stuff really easily. For me, it would take me 17 weeks to get, and it would be horrible. It would be like little stick figures.
Yeah, Mac, thank you for making that, man. I woke up, I was up all night, and I just happened to see it before I fell asleep, and it was like 6 in the morning, and I couldn't stop laughing. The Scrub Daddy of Magazine.
Bro, man. Scrub Johnny, if you guys got it, it's on my Twitter and Shawnee's. It's hilarious from Mag Life on Twitter.
He has me saying, feed me more, and then you come out.
You're lip syncing to the music on Feed Me More, which the little detail on that I greatly appreciated.
Me too. And he said, I'm next to Green Shirt Guy. Like that, the little, it's the devil in the detail.
Yeah. You know? Oh my God. All right. Let's get on Mike, our wrestling informant. Mike, no doubt, is going to have some news.
I love how you call him our
wrestling informant. I've dubbed him the wrestling informant of the Ryback Show.
How's everything going, guys?
What's up, brother?
Good, Mike. How are you this morning?
Not too bad. And I love what you were just saying about people wasting your time with all this stuff throughout the day and stuff. I'll tell you a quick story. I saw Jim Ross speak in Boston a couple years ago, and he took questions, and it was the stupidest fucking questions I've ever heard in my life. Somebody asked him, JR, what was the biggest Road Warrior pop you've ever heard? And this guy, he's been at Talent Relations. He's helped hire talent that allowed the company to go public, right? Yep. He has so much experience, and these morons are asking the dumbest questions. But I'll just tell you, he did confirm Undertaker was taping his fists backstage in the event Shawn Michaels didn't put over Austin at Mania 14. He did confirm that.
Why was Undertaker was taping his fist?
Yeah, because Shawn Michaels, there was a thought amongst management that Shawn wasn't going to go out there and do the honors for Austin because of the mood he was in.
Why would Undertaker need his fist tape? Why wouldn't he just... That seems like a little bit of a, like, hey, guys, look at me. I'm acting tough. I love Taker, but that seems a little... I'm not saying it's fake, but if I wanted people to know that I wanted to fight, but I really wasn't going to fight, I would throw on a pair of jeans and a wife beater and then go tape my wrist and fist. Until guys, hold me back. I'm gonna be right by Gorilla waiting if he doesn't do the. Like, I hate wrestling sometimes with some of the carny BS that are like, and that story is 100% true, probably. But my God, taping your fist.
He wanted Shawn to see him before he went to the ring, knowing that if there's any problems, I'm gonna come out there. But yeah,
would have just put on a pair of brass knucks. But hey, Shawnee boy, see these? These are gonna be waiting for you if you don't do the job, brother. Yeah, and I'm not, I just hate the sometimes the fake tough guy BS, like, Jesus Christ, just go fight. Wrestling is the worst at it. It is the worst. That's why I love Sin Cara. Sin Cara would just go beat people up.
There's nothing worse than a fake tough guy.
No, Sin Cara is legit tough. He would legit go to people's faces, and he would go fight them. He wouldn't try to talk trash. He would just go fight. Me and him got along so well. Alberto, I get along with. Alberto was a man. Alberto would just go take care of business. So many other guys, watch me go tape up, everybody. I'm going to put some cut strips on my shoulder, on my boo-boos. We're going to get those fists taped up, get my wrist nice and locked in. And we're going to be ready to rock and roll and tumble and rumble.
He should have got a shake weight and just started really shaking that
shit. And I'm sorry to go off on a tangent, Mike. I know that wasn't – we all love Taker.
Look me but in like, the eyes while you shake weight.
I feel like if you have to go show him that you're going to go tape your wrist to scare him before, like, you really didn't want to fight. Like, I would have just not done it so he wouldn't have done it so we could fight. Like, if that's – I don't know. Wrestling is so crazy.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, so just an update on Edge, and I'm going to let you guys go, won't keep you, but it came out from somebody that gets the run sheets for Raw and SmackDown, and this guy's pretty reliable. He said that it looks, now he didn't come right out and say it, but it sounds like Edge to AEW is almost a certainty.
Wow.
And my guess is that, and we'll see Friday if they air the intro, they have not aired the SmackDown intro the last couple weeks, and Edge was included in the new intro. So if they air the intro Friday, he's not in it. I think the company thinks he's gone, but the language that people work for the company keep using is really interesting to me, in that they keep signaling that they've been outbid financially for his services. And I continue to wonder, are we going to get that number? Because I'd like to know, is the number, because my guess has been $4 million for a handful of stuff. Or is it the $3 million he's been making where he's going to do a handful of tags and maybe a couple singles? Because I don't think he's going to wrestle much at all for AEW.
Yeah.
I really don't.
I can tell you what WWE is doing, though, if they're putting that, like, that's the...
Yeah,
they're doing it to get him heat, that they're going to get their fan base to turn on him, even if that has nothing to do, that could have nothing to do with his decision. I guarantee you, it's granted, the money's probably going to be similar with it, but I don't think that's going to be the deciding factor. I think it's he wants to be happy is the deciding factor, and he wants to go to somewhere new. He knows what he has in WWE. There's nothing really left for him to do there. He's done it all. So what better way? And I feel like he thinks he can go AEW. There's untapped things that they have, business that he will be able to do. His better friends are in that company.
His friends, yeah.
With that, which is huge with that. And the work schedule, everything is far better for where he is at in his life. I think he has enough money. I don't think him just getting a $500,000 or $1 million more is the deciding factor. What WWE will do is paint that picture in which they're doing right now by you've heard that, like the terminology. Yeah. They are doing this so that their hardcore fan base turns on edge.
Yes. So they think
he's going to get hate on Twitter and everything nonstop because they're going to think he's all about money. This is what they do.
Yeah. And it's the one other thing, and I didn't point this out to you before, but Beth Phoenix a couple weeks ago tweeted out of the blue, "I want more." So this could be a situation. And the thing with Beth is, we all know she's incredibly talented. This isn't a favor hire. It would be great to add Beth Phoenix to your roster. She's awesome. Yeah. She has respect. She's great. The one thing I don't like, and I hope I'm wrong about this, and look, Ryback, you might have a different opinion. I don't know if you know Sami Callihan. I don't think that Sami Callihan, my opinion, I don't think he needs to be on national television. It looks like because he's friends with Moxley that they're probably going to hire him. And my only concern would be about that. Warner Media, and there's a reason I think Tony really wants to stay with Warner Media, in that they let him get away with whatever he wants on their shows.
Yeah.
They've never, and I don't know if they know the blood's real or not, because if you guys remember a couple of years ago, the WWE tried to help, they tried to scare away sponsors for Dynamite by saying self-mutilation, especially with the women.
Yeah.
And so far, Warner Media has not told them to pull back. And Sami Callihan, by all accounts, that's really what he wants to. That's his workshop. That's his warehouse. And okay, fine.
It's not illegal, though, Mike.
No. But what I'm saying is that at what point does the network, if you put on, let's just say you bring in a Sami Callihan.
Bischoff talks about this in detail, who has a lot of insight, by the way, like advertisers and different things of like, right, image. And like, and Bischoff is the man on knowing, because he worked directly with them on that for so long. So like people give him grief over the things, but he's extremely knowledgeable. Like, so I know exactly what you're talking about with all this.
Yeah, it's just, that's my concern. It's like, okay, Moxley signed a 5-year deal last year. He's very happy. Does Tony have to bring in people just to make guys happy? Because look, if you look at Sami Callihan, I don't think he's a bad wrestler, but what he wants to do, do we need more of that on that show? And what point does the network call up and say, hey, look, you know, we don't, because once the network calls, and this is what I brought up before, Tony Khan, AEW in general, got so lucky that a police report wasn't filed with the Punk mess in the fight last year. They got so lucky, because if Warner Media gets wind of a police report, they're going to call up and they're going to start wanting to have oversight over your content. And that leads down a bad path where you now have to clear things with the network, which is a pain for what you want to do. You're supposed to be the alternative. We're TV-14. We're trying to reach 18 to 34 WWE. They want everybody under the umbrella, which is great. But that's why it's two different business models. Yeah. That's why you're trying to carve out a different, you're trying to carve out a niche in the market space with what you want to do. So that's why, that's the one thing. Like, I don't know how you feel right back with Sami Callihan. But
I can tell you, so Sami, I have a lot of respect for Sami, and I haven't seen a lot of his stuff now, but I'll tell you, and I think I've touched on this briefly on the show at some point over the years.
Yeah.
Sami, I remember, like, so I watched a lot of talents do tryouts in WWE during my time there.
Yeah.
Sami Callihan was probably my favorite guy to watch do matches in front of all of us, which with the agents, and like when he do tryout matches, that guy, and he, you could say like physically didn't match what a WWE superstar was at the time. And he was a lot younger too, but he had an intensity and believability about him. He would go in there, they'd have to do matches on the fly. No matter what was going on, we would all watch his matches, because he and those matches are the hardest matches to do when you have WWE people around, everybody on TV, but like crowds would kind of gather and watch his matches, because like he just had great intensity. And so I always liked him, And he was always very nice and respectful and there, but he was able to go turn it on like that. And even though he might not, he didn't, he's not the biggest guy in the world or that. And he's looks a little different now than he did back then with it, but I always had a lot of respect for him. And I was happy he got hired eventually, but I'm happy he's gone on. I haven't followed his career like and seen everything he's done, cause I don't watch a lot of Impact Wrestling, but I would like to see him get an opportunity to make some money and hopefully, and not to say that he has to go down that road, maybe in with everything you talked about, but maybe he can really come into his own with AEW. I just want to see, I'd like to see him get an opportunity because I've seen the guy work hard from the very beginning. And like he got released in NXT or developmental with all of that. And it wasn't from a talent issue or anything like that. So,
I respect everything you just said. Yeah. Yeah, I just.
But I know what you mean as far as hopefully he doesn't. That's not what they're bringing him in for. It could be possible, but maybe he can. I just want to see him make some money, like just because I think he's put in he's put in his dues to around everywhere. And
yeah, it's just I look at a guy like Evil Uno, and in all due respect, again, there's no nice way to say this, but if you see Evil Uno on your television on a Wednesday night, national television, you're going to look at this and say, what is this? What is this? And not in a good way. You're going to say, because you don't want people to say, why is this on this television?
Right? Yeah. Well, the difference though, Sammy and him is Sammy can work intense, like where there's levels to like, but I know what you mean. The image there is. And
It's like, look.
Uno's a great guy. He is.
I don't know him. I'm not, but I know of him.
I've met him at one of the WrestleCons, and he sat with us for like 30 minutes and just talked to us.
Well, I believe it, but it's like
I know what Mike is saying. It's like you can't like say, oh my God, I love the NFL more than anything. It's so great, and like I love the running back position, and like I'm just gonna go be the starting running back for the Dallas Cowboys. Like it doesn't work like that. Wrestling is one of the weird things though, where we like started going like, bro, the hell, it's their dream, it's their goal, and they're really good people. But this is like the highest of the high. Like there are levels to this for a reason.
No, I get what Mike was saying. I just wanted to make that point.
But I'm just like, you know, little Timmy can't go be the Dallas Cowboys starting running back just because, you know, it was his dream and he has no legs.
I love Chris Hero, for example. I think Chris Hero is one of the best wrestlers I've ever seen, but here's the reality. When he was with the WWE, there was a weight problem.
Yeah.
You have to, and look, we got to just, if things are what they are, they could not, like Punk wanted him to be part of the original Shield. He wanted Moxley, Rollins, and Chris Hero. And okay, that would have been great if Chris Hero looked the part for cosmetically. He didn't. And it sucks to say that because I don't want to be that guy.
Like, but there is too, like there are levels to it. But here's the thing. Some people look a certain way but they carry themselves and like, or they've always looked that way. If somebody puts on weight or they're noticeably putting on weight or they ask you specifically to like, hey, we want you to kind of lose some weight, you don't do it, that gets you heat because you're now not listening to what they want with it.
Yep.
Where some people are just naturally bigger, heavier, like, you know, like a Bronson Reed's a big, heavy guy with it. But like Otis is a big, heavy guy, but they've always been kind of big, heavy guys, but that's how they work. And like, they didn't just put on 100 pounds, you know, in 6 months. It was that, you know what I mean? So they knew what they were getting when they signed that. And this is where that comes into the body image. They don't care how necessarily everybody looks per se, but they want you to look a certain way, how they sign you or what their image of what they want you to be. And if you kind of go against that and like show them like, hey, no, I'm not going to listen. Then they just go, what if he doesn't listen on this, he's not going to listen on other things. So,
That's been that's one of my only real concerns with AEW at this point is stuff like hiring friends of people. Because look, like, and we've talked about this a little before. I respect Colt Cabana for working hard, hustling, the independence, everything. I love the Wrestling Road Diaries documentary he did years ago.
Yeah.
I enjoyed his podcast. But the reality is, when his contract came up with AEW, whether Punk is there or not, take the Punk factor out of it. You're now looking at this, you have a roster, a capable roster, because talent contracts have come up across the industry that you can now vie for. When you have Colt Cabana there, it's like, okay, what are we doing with this talent? And Tony keeps him because, by all accounts, the Young Bucks went to him out of loyalty, and that's great. But that's the one thing about AEW, and look, it's not my money. I just want them to be as successful as possible. And we've talked about it before, but during the pandemic, Tony did not fire anybody. He kept so many people under contract so they could pay their bills, where the WWE fired, I want to say, over 90 people.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have to be Santa Claus all the time.
But I do think, though, but here's what we don't know.
Yeah.
I think we're so used to the Vince model of being like that we think that is normal and it's not. I think, though, those guys, one, aren't on huge contracts. So they they make that money on them through their merch and different things, even if they don't sell the most of it, that they're doing their other things. I think that they don't lose money on the talents necessarily. On some of them probably could be on much lower deals than we even know with it. But I think what we've just been kind of conditioned to that WWE model more so, where we think like, oh, you got to always get rid of people. Not necessarily. And you got to remember, there's a lot of internet shows or different things. And behind the scenes, where a guy like Colt, you know, he has a lot of experience, and he's been around a long time. And if he's well liked by other guys, that's good for locker room morale as well. It's good to help. You have a lot of young guys on the roster there. You need guys like that around giving solid advice. If not, you have the lost leading the lost. And that is where I think they have let some people go with that. So I think a guy like Colt, I could speak up for, because I don't know him overly well, but I've been around him enough where I know that I think he's valuable to a wrestling company, even not being on TV all that often because of the stuff he does. He hustles on his own. He hustled for years to make it before. So like, I just think he's good for around where they're not losing. I don't think they're losing money on him per se.
Yeah, and he helps with their merch with the pro wrestling.
Yeah, he's very experienced in a lot of things behind the scenes where I think it's for them. It's like, hey, it might be, he's our buddy too, but like maybe just reminding Tony, like he's also valuable in these other ways and he's liked. And so I think a guy like that you could factor. And I know what you're saying though, Mike, about like, you can't always be the nice guy in business, but like I think we've just been kind of conditioned with Vince. They went public, they go, oh, it's business, but he's always been kind of a bad person with that.
No, right. You've covered it. Yeah. And I agree with you. I agree with what you're saying. And that's why I enjoy interacting with you. It's good to have balance to your perspective. It's good. No, and I appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah, but you're not wrong. Like I know where you're coming from on it as well.
I watched TNA from 2002 up until 2017. And you know, TNA, as you guys know, was born out of the ashes mostly of WCW. They left a huge weight. And look, I think that with this guy's passion and the money, I'm not worried about their long-term viability. What I am worried about is just decisions being made because he wants to, you can make only so many people happy.
Yeah.
And when I read about, like, look, Evil Uno, by all accounts, was supposed to have a singles match on Collision a couple weeks ago, and the Twitter feedback got to Tony, and Tony pulled him, and it's like, okay, does Evil Uno, Do we need on a Saturday night going against the UFC or whoever, let's put Evil Uno on because Evil Uno is going to, I mean, it's like, okay, let's put on people that the public isn't going to, it's like, look, I love Jericho to death. You love Jericho to death. Before Jericho had his medical issue, NBA fans that were watching an NBA game, Dynamite came on late after, and they see Jericho, who does not look like the Jericho of old, and they're looking at him, calling him fat and all this other stuff. We all know it's a perception industry.
Yeah.
We all know it's a perception industry. And if you're trying to get new viewers, and I think, look, based off where they are, the network seems incredibly happy. I don't know if you guys saw this. Warner put out that they reached 2 million viewers plus with Grand Slam last week.
That was overall all forms of watching, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, so that's a very key piece of information in that you have somebody, a conglomerate like this, that's backing you, that wants you to succeed. And look, when I because I hate saying things like, oh, Evil Uno shouldn't be on national TV.
Do we have a reason why he's evil after all these years? I'm talking, this is character. I'm being dead honest though. This is like, you have to understand, like WWE, this was something, who is Ryback? Ryback is hungry. He always wants more. Feed me more. I'm very competitive. Oh my God, I understand that. This guy, like, you have to have an identity. Why is Evil Uno evil after all this time? Do we know yet?
Nobody knows.
Thank you. This is so, that right there is the exact problem with what's going on.
I agree.
I don't care what he looks like, but if his name is Evil Uno, I need to know why he is evil. That's the most, it's in the name. It's literally on the billboard. Why is he evil? Can somebody, were we going to find this out on Collision and the fans took this away? Was he finally going to do something where we go, oh my God, 4 years in, I know why he's evil. This is what I'm talking about. We, the fans are not hard to please. Just tell me why he is evil, damn it.
So one more thing, I'll let you go.
Let him do something evil backstage, like steal somebody's plate of catering and have a little evil grin. Oh. Like, oh, I get it. He's an evil human being. Just a bad guy. But you know, everybody knows he's evil, but always the nicest guy in the world. Great. Let's call him Nice Uno. Let him be friendly, walking around, shaking people's hand, having a good time. All the...
Assuming Edge is showing up Sunday, assuming, Ryback, how do you book this? You have the music hit, does he show up? Or does my do you what my friend suggested months ago, where he's a fake Luchasaurus, and you have him spear, whether it's Christian or
something,
and then the crowd slowly rises to their feet because they're noticing.
You would tell right away he's not Luchasaurus. Luchasaurus is a monster.
But you've got to turn the lights up, right? You've got to
play. You got to switch him out. You can have the real. Here's what I want, the two part on this, because you think they could use his theme music, right?
Yes, they can use everything. But well, we don't know if they call him Adam Edge Copeland. I don't know if they might be able to get away with that. I don't know about merch.
Call him Edging. So I want, if you got to get the music pop. So what I think you could do is it would, you could kind of do a two part thing where the music hits during whatever the match, you have the fake Luchasaurus or the real Luchasaurus out there, but then you get the music, you get the pop as far as on the music, but nothing happens. And then the lights go out. So you make it a two part little two piece deal here, switch out the fake Lucha with Edge Lucha, and then the boom, the reveal, the spear, something maybe like that. I don't know. But I don't know if it would be an upper and a down or not having him come out on the music. But if you did it, kind of timed it right, I think you could make it work. But I think having that music would be huge.
I agree, big guy, with the character development. That's what one thing AEW is missing for sure. And that's why I think Russo would be a big asset to them, because every character had a role when he was writing.
Just hire somebody to walk around and ask the talent, who is Evil Uno? Make them think about it. You have to. WWE had people walk around where you had to know, but you knew they were going to ask you. So it made you think about who your character was and who you are as a human being. Because if you don't know,
go around and ask you guys,
even after making it, literally after making it, who is Ryback? And you have to have something to say. And if you don't, that's getting written down that you don't know who you are.
Yep.
Evil Uno, why are you evil? Who is Evil Uno? I don't know. I've been here 3.5 years. Just looking like a deer in headlights. And you're like, why are you evil? I'm a fairly nice guy. I like all people. I love wrestling. It's my dream. Like,
you're
gotta.
You're on about that, big guy. You're 100% on about that. And
but I like him. I don't hate him. I'm just saying this is in general. And I don't want. I'm not like. I know that it might seem like we're picking. We're not picking on him. This is
not malicious. Yeah, it's not malicious. It's just stating facts, you know. And with the Fred situation, so before I started watching AEW, I was on YouTube and I found this guy Luther, and I didn't know he was a wrestler, but he made like ghost videos and stuff. And then I found out he's like Chris Jericho's best friend.
Yeah,
and he's like 60 years old, and they had him signed to AEW. Like, I'm like, why is this guy signed? Like,
right.
It's crazy. Like, it's just insane. Like, some people don't need to be signed. And I agree, Mike. I think
that's my only concern when I see some of this, because I'm like, because I'm a fair guy, right?
Like, Matt Cardona, huge following too. Why is he not on TV? This guy,
that's
you can cut, you can cut 30 people and bring in him, and he's going to get you way more exposure. And he's a good guy. He's not like a bad guy. Like,
exactly. He's not like a locker room cancer.
This is where, this is where, like, I'm saying, like, this is that kind of stuff I understand. Like, this is real life metrics. You can't deny real life metrics. He was over his whole time in WWE in various roles, and he has a massive, he's one of the most followed social media wrestlers. Why are we not taking advantage of guys like this to bring in, to get, to elevate our roster overall, trim some of the fat off, and
1,000%, big guy. 1,000%. I want somebody like that who wants to be over and wants to work hard every day and
yeah. busted his. It has a history, a track record of doing it. Like it's
crazy. They gave him like he had two matches in AEW
and loves wrestling. So if we're just going on the loves wrestling thing and it's a dream, he falls into that too. But he actually has all the other important stuff with it. Like this is what I don't understand. That's one part I don't understand.
I agree, big guy. And that's
sorry, Mike, didn't mean to cut you off.
No, not at all. No. And I mean, again, when you point out Sammy Callahan's worked hard, everything deserves an opportunity. Yeah, I have no doubt about that. My only concern with him specifically is that what he likes to do is push the boundaries even more than a Moxley. And by all accounts, this hasn't happened yet, but that's the kind of stuff that concerns me when the network calls you.
Yeah.
And says, why is X, Y, and Z happening on our program to this extent? And so far, and this is why I don't know. I don't know if the network believes the blood is fake. I don't know if
just
they know
a little
how they
Heinz
do
ketchup.
I wouldn't want to have that conversation, though. I'll tell you that. I would not want to ever have that conversation because as soon as you have that conversation, then they start telling you, well, can we make this more family-friendly? Well, no, because we're trying to compete against that content across the street. They're family-friendly. Yeah. We want to push the boundaries. We don't want writers. So, but yeah, I will let you guys go. But by all accounts, with the
thank internet, you, Mike.
Yeah, I'm so curious to see if that leaks out this weekend, he's going to be there. That's the one thing if they can keep that quiet, because I do think at this point, I mean, I can't see why this wouldn't happen at this stage.
It's going to be big. This is going to be a big deal if he shows up.
Yeah. Well, all right. Have a good rest of your day, guys, and I enjoyed the conversation as always. Take care.
Thank you, Mike.
Have a great day, brother.
You guys too.
Take care. They need to hire Paul Heyman to sell the network on how they're using Heinz ketchup. We're using Heinz ketchup. No blood. I swear to God. Cross my heart, hope to die. On his knees, just praying, our Lord and Savior. He'd have a little organic, all organic, organic.
That guy's never seen an organic meal.
That guy's got more chemicals in him than a pro bodybuilder.
I can tell him when I see him.
Paul prefers non-organic on everything. He actually goes to the store and asks for non-organic. Give me all the chemicals.
Put
a little extra chest hair on my man boobs. God.
Imagine a cartoon of this right now.
That's what we need, cartoons of that. That right there is exactly that in the Evil Uno with somebody asking him who he is. Oh, if we can get that cartoon, the Mad Life can pull off the cartoons for us to show 1 minute clips too. If they're 1 minute clips that I can get on TikTok, and that will be even better because they can fall into the algorithm. That could be what the Ryback show is missing. We might have to put Mag on the payroll if he can pull that off. But those are the things that get like, that's the free publicity, like stuff like that, that I can get going on my stuff.
Push out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
It's, I got to post that video. I'm going to post it later today. The one he did on my TikTok that I was able to.
Yeah, that was great, man. I laughed so hard, but yeah, Michael's right about everything. I truly think
very smart.
From what I'm reading, I think Edge is going to become there's a lot of people that are saying he's going to be there. So it's possible, man. And it's going to be huge.
But people are always going to be talking no matter what, because they're going off of all the dirt sheets or the.
That's true.
They're getting all the clicks on this stuff. So like, even if they're wrong, they're like, they have a history of being wrong.
That's true.
They're just guessing anyways, but like all they need, they just get every once in a while, they'll get a guess right with it. And then like, they're like, oh, we're a credible source, but like we're 1 for 500, but like they have no remorse for any of it. Like they don't even acknowledge they're ever wrong. So they just, by the time they're wrong, they've got 17 more lies already out. Like it's just they can't. So they're like, "Oh, Edge is going to show up." And then like, But if Edge doesn't show up Sunday, they're literally going to have on Sunday a new video that Edge is showing up Wednesday. They're just going to keep it going, like, and then eventually they're going to get it right. Like, nailed it, got it. It's like the Punk Chicago stuff in Survivor Series. Like the moment the firing happened, the rumors already started. He was still in AEW in the locker room, and like the rumors are coming that he's going to show up in Chicago at Survivor Series. And people like are taking it like, no, he's still in the locker room choking Tony, threatening Jungle Boy. Relax. He hasn't been permanently fired yet. Joe's still trying to calm him down before the match. Just relax. He's still like, but this is what we deal with, Shawnee. And then people, like, I try to explain to these guys, like, he's literally still, like, in the locker room, guys. And but they're like, well, WrestleMania put it out on their YouTube. Yeah, WrestleMania is taking advantage of you, Marks. Getting all your money on your clicks as you go there and write negative things about the people you supposedly love in their comments.
Oh, WrestleMania, I'm dead.
WrestleMania and Bleacher Bums and brother. It's what they do, all of them. And all these guys are like, if you guys just put it on a panel and look where you got all your news from, you'd be so ashamed of yourselves.
It's true. It's very
you let
true.
These people yeah. like dictate your lives and influence your emotions. And like, yet guys that have done this and know this tell you the truth and you call us liars. And like, we literally back up everything. You're like, no, you're liars.
Yep.
We like Simon Miller of WrestleMania. He's a cosplay Ryback. He's the man.
Never drew a dime
is anything. He's literally pretending to be me. And you guys writing negative articles, pretending to be a wrestler. And you guys, oh, that's who we like.
Yep.
He reminds of us.
Isn't it amazing, though, big guy, when you look at it like that? Like, it's kind of crazy, honestly. It's really, like, it's scary.
People can't handle the truth. We live in such a fake world of lies and manipulation. They're like, yes, lie and manipulate to me. Lie and manipulate me, guys.
Yep.
Contort my body in bad, naughty ways. I love when I get you to choke on the show. I heard you when Mike was on. You literally just start choking in the background.
The no legs.
Yeah, yeah. I snuck that in last second on you.
That might put me over the edge.
There's a quote out there, though. I got to find it. There's a legit quote, though. Like, if you're born with no arms, you're not going to have the goal of being the number one pitcher in the world. Like, there's something along the lines of that. Like, you've got to be realistic as well. And like, and I'm all the most positive person in the world. But like, if you're born with no legs, like, I'm not going to say I'm going to be the fastest runner in the world. Like, unless you're positive, they're going to have leg replacements by then. Like, the technology is like, then, okay, the argument can be changed on that. But until that is the hat, like, our legs just don't mysteriously grow back like lizard tails. Like, with that, because you think it positively enough. And like, so like, there are levels to this as well. Like, you have to have, it has to be a little bit of a chance it could happen. Like, not, you know, even if it's a 0.5%, but like, it can't be zero.
I never really thought about what you.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Said about Uno until now, and like, sometimes you like, you just smack me with something over the head that I wouldn't even think about it. Like yesterday, you did the same thing. Like. Going up to people asking them, like, why are you who you are? Like, why are you, like, bro, every night they come to the taping, they should be asked that every night,
And that, at least it just gets you thinking, but it makes you question who you are as an individual and who you want to be. And then the company can help promote that. With it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
But that is why, this is why certain things organically get over, and things, it's like, people that are able to do this, it increases the odds of organically getting over if you know who you are. If you don't know who you are and you're just happy to be there and you're pretending to be a wrestler with it, and like, it doesn't work. And people see through this with it. And this is, I'm telling you, I've been in the system since I was a kid. I know. I knew when I didn't know who I was, even though I kind of had a little clue, but I didn't fully know who I was, and I got released. when I figured out who I was, I had success. And it's, it's, you don't have to be like the, you can, if you just figure out who you are, you increase your odds of making into this so much more, so much more.
You're 100% right. Yeah. And you have to know who you are to have a character.
Or whatever your character is. And like, if you're playing a character that's not true to who you are, that's great too. You could do that and have success, but you have to know who that character is.
Yeah, exactly.
Goldust. Goldust wasn't Dustin Rhodes, but he knew what Goldust was in the image, and he was able to paint that picture better than anybody, and he's one of the greatest characters of all time.
Yep. Oh, man, that Goldust, it's really, when I look back on them, I didn't realize how kind of like, what is that called? Like when you like cross the line, you know, like, how raunchy it was. Like at the time,
bro, it was, I was a kid watching. Razor Ramon was my favorite. I was like, no, Razor can't lose to him. It was like, I was so like, but they pushed the envelope of that.
Yeah. Like I couldn't, that's the word I was looking for. Big guy pushed the envelope. They pushed it to the next level, man.
Yeah. I think my family and grandparents, I had it on at their house when I was a kid. We went and visited my grandparents. And it's, you know, like when you try to show your friends wrestling or your whatever, stuff comes on. I'll never forget Goldust, I think, had the little teddy bear with it. And like, and you could just like, his outfit was more revealing. And like, it was, and he was being Goldust. And I remember like them all questioning, I think, what my likes were at that age. Like, what is little Ryback doing with his life here? He seems to be kind of maybe going the direction we weren't planning on. And I'm trying to tell them this is the greatest stuff in the world, and Razor Ramon is oozing machismo. And they're like, he's oozing what? And I'm like, not connected to the Goldust stuff.
Your mom was locking her drawer, so you wouldn't dress up as her.
Yeah. That was pull a Gabby. I'm friends with him. I could say it, guys. I've wrestled Tyler Rex, and I'm friends with Gabby. So, Gabby has a sense of humor, too.
Gabby is very like alert and like she's with it. Like I watch, she goes live a lot. She's very active.
I'm gonna have to get her. I just she's on TikTok. She follows me. I've got to follow back up because we follow each other on IG. He's Tyler, who did my show with Tyler Rex right before. Did my show before knowing any of this was gonna happen with it. Well, I think for all of us like that know him, I'm very supportive.
I know.
And I know his family, Priscilla, they were together with their daughter. Like, I know they're good people and they're happy with it. Yes. Like, it's none of my thing is it's none of my business. I'm not going to, it's his life and everyone can choose how to live. And he's doesn't have a bad bone. She doesn't have a bad bone in her body.
Yeah.
And like, so it's different seeing it after like,
of course,
and like with everything and like watching out the process and then like, oh, this is real. I know other people probably, I don't know if they stop talking or they push, but I don't. I still like her content if it pops up and just be supportive. That's all you can do.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you could do. You know, like I said, the same thing when my brother came out as gay. Like, it's something that you're not used to seeing. And it wasn't something that I ever really thought about when I, like, before he came out. And, like, and the first thing when I told my best friend, I was like, yo, my brother just came out as gay. I felt like I was living in a movie. And the first thing my best friend says to me is, Shawnee, you didn't know? And I'm like, no, I didn't, because I saw him bringing girls in.
Yeah.
Then when I look back on it, he was in plays. He was like, you know, he had all girlfriends. He didn't really have that many guy friends.
Yeah.
But he was still making out with girls and stuff. So I didn't even think about it.
Well, then it's just kind of like he's just kind of diverse.
Exactly. You know, like, and it's crazy. It's just, you never know.
He liked both closets.
Yeah. Well, at one point he did.
Yeah. Then he burned down the one.
Full male. But I tell you, he's the best wingman in the world. I'll tell you that.
Oh, I bet.
Man, some of his friends are so smoking hot.
What? Oh, I thought you meant the guy friends. I was like, wait, Shawnee, we might have to have a conversation on here as well, Shawnee, for you.
Bro, all like, there's something about attractive girls and wanting to be friends with gay guys. Like, they love having a gay friend. It's like a statue for them.
There is something to that. Yeah, I don't know what the reasoning on that is, but
yeah,
we have to be careful, too, though, on the, just even though it, everything, on the terminology on it, that even scares me, even using the word.
I got you.
On that.
I don't want to get you booted.
But no, because just to be safe. Thank you, guys.
Somebody's watching and listening. They got a button right.
I did my disclaimer before I came on here and even mentioned, like, the show. I think it does determine if I say things, too, compared to if it's something else, like the AI, the algorithm with the sound. I think it takes that into account because it is pretty smart. I have noticed that. But I do think it's just like it is. Brother, every time I'm on, I'm going to do the show because it's so beneficial to do the show on there. But I am kind of like, I'm a little tense during the show at times because it's when I don't have it on, it's a free for all with it. But
I feel like we're pretty good, though.
We are. Like, no, we are. It's just I never know with it. It's like because it's so beneficial for everything. But the what was I going to say, though, with the I was going to say something else about Gabby, but she's on there. I'm sure I'll do a battle with her eventually on there.
That would be cool.
But it is, I know it is different because it knew Tyler the whole time for many years, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a drastic, I mean, it's night and day from the two people now with it, from when he was Tyler to Gabby now.
I saw the pictures. It's amazing how much weight Tyler lost and like how, like, what do you call that? Like when you get toned, like, big guy, what do you call that? When you show your lean, like how lean he is.
Yeah, well, he had to quit lifting weights. I mean, he messaged me early on with all that and was asking, like, diet things, because he needed to drop his muscle mass. And, like, I think he was doing a lot of cardio.
Yeah.
And a lot of, and stopped the weight training with all of it and adjusted the diet. I think a lot of fasting as well, too. Finally kind of, I think, found something that's worked because. But he was a big guy his whole life from everything.
Oh, man. He was jacked.
But he did a lot of stuff, too, though, to get jacked, like, overly. He had heart issues, and, like, he had to stop with all of that. Like,
I'm
he pushed it too far.
And she's happy, and that's all I care
about. I think that, like, at the end of the day, that's where, like, stuff like that. But that's where, like, and they've got their family still together, like, in the sense of, like, with the daughter. And I'm sure I've seen enough where they've done a great job of explaining things. Yeah. Like with that, and I was like, if they're not hurting anybody, I'm not like a hateful person in that. Like, I think it's just everybody at first is just like, it's shocking, and then after you just got to let kind of that go, you know, and just accept the new normal because that's their life. So,
of course, they have to live it every day, you know, we get to just talk about it, right?
You know?
So,
but I can't imagine, I feel like she's gotten more popular. I think with the following, with everything on it, but like, I can't imagine the hate and stuff. I wouldn't even want to see it. Like I haven't, but I can't imagine any of that.
Yeah. Me neither. You know,
people can
be primitive. Jeff, he messaged me and said, ask big guy about the guy trying to kickstart a motorcycle without a leg.
Oh, I think that was one of the TikTok posts I put up.
Oh, was it?
It was a long time. It wasn't anything. It wasn't like, or it wasn't all that long ago, but it was a video I did on TikTok of, and I think I did the old head slap on it. The old head slap, but I couldn't say the word stupid. I do have a new TikTok up today, actually, part one of the rise and fall of the Nexus.
I like that. Yeah, I love these parts. It's good stuff.
I'm just a storyteller over, just telling stories, trying to get wrestlers to tell us who they are, and I'm just sharing stories of the past. I'm going to do a video on Evil Uno, of why I'm the complexity of Evil Uno and why that he is not more over right now, of that, because his identity is still unknown.
I think that would be good. Yeah.
And try to do it in a harmless way.
Before I forget, last night when I was up, I watched a Netflix documentary.
Yep.
And it's called, I'm going to tell you the name of it right now. It's about Pepsi Points. Do you remember Pepsi Points, big guy, when we were young?
I remember Crystal Clear Pepsi.
Yeah, no, it's like, it's called Pepsi Points, where you could mail in the, like, you would have
to, the bottle caps, right?
Yes, so you would cut it off of the thing, and you can actually, like, mail it in for, like, jackets and, like, prizes. So it's called Pepsi Where's My Jet, okay? And it's on Netflix, and it's, like, 4 episodes long. And basically what it's about is this Pepsi had, they call it the Cola Wars in the 90s, when Coca-Cola went up against in the 80s as well, against Pepsi.
Yep.
And Pepsi needed to think of creative ways to go ahead and beat Coca-Cola, because Coca-Cola had been around forever, right?
Yep.
So they did this thing called Pepsi Points, and it was in a magazine, and the magazine basically said, if you get this many points, you could get a jacket, sunglasses, blah, blah, blah. Well, anyway, the first commercial that comes out, they show this, like, kid in a jacket, the Pepsi jacket, the Pepsi glasses, and at the end, they put up 7 million Pepsi points for a fighter jet, right? And the fighter jet lands in front of the kid's school, and, like, they show him, like, putting up the sunglasses, like, how cool he was.
I feel like I remember this.
They forgot to put the fine print that it wasn't real. The jet wasn't real. Everything else was, but the jet wasn't. So this guy and this other older crazy guy, they figure this thing out that it only cost $700,000 to get this 7 million points.
Oh, my God.
It was 10 cents a point. But the fighter jet is worth, like, 30 million, right? So they're like, bro, we'll get the fighter jet. We'll either sell it, or we'll...
Yeah, turn it for a profit.
Turn it for a profit, blah, blah, blah. So they they write a check. This younger kid convinces this older guy that he goes mountain climbing with and stuff, who owns, like, a couple businesses, to send a $700,000 check to Pepsi. And they hand delivered it to the P.O. box. And they're waiting. They're waiting. I'm not going to ruin it for you guys, but they end up... it's not like it's a spoiler, because people know about it. Yeah. Anyway. So they end up sending the check back, Pepsi, and they write, ha, 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 this was just a joke, trying to get themselves out of any legal issues, because they're like, what are we going to do now? You know, like, and then the two guys lawyered up. They hired, like, this whole law firm. Pepsi offered them a settlement. They didn't take it, and they end up getting no money or whatever, and no fighter jet.
Wait, but so they ended up losing?
They ended up basically losing, but they didn't lose anything, because they didn't cash the $700,000 check.
But so, I wonder, like, attorney fees and stuff, or if the attorneys...
Yes.
Sometimes attorneys will take on work if they feel like they could win. Also, it depends on what it is. There's different ways. Sometimes you have to pay the per hour. Other ways, if it's like, maybe like the malpractice suit, my attorneys, I didn't have to pay anything, because they knew they were going to win that, and they took that on because they knew they were going to get paid out of the settlement, or out of the
lawyers work on that. Yes.
Yeah. Like, or what I was going to get, which is why they were mad when WWE, when I had to drop that, because all their work was wasted.
Oh,
and I didn't want to do it. I was put in the worst position of my life in that. It was horrible. They were mad. Yeah. They were upset. And I understand, because they put a lot of time into it.
It's a bad situation on everybody's head, to be honest.
But so, you did know, those guys actually buy those? But they wait,
they
why?
They bought the points. So, like, there was, like, a way. So
yeah, because you said they sent a check. So, like, they would have had to spend $700,000 to get all the points, wouldn't they?
Yes. So they sent the check in, but Pepsi, like, they had, like, I guess the workers that would check, because, like, not only could you get the points through, like, buying a Pepsi bottle, and it was on the bottle, but there was a pamphlet that said, as long as you,
the cash equivalent,
exactly, at 10 cents a point. So this guy read the fine print and was like, oh my God, this is it. Like, this is how we're going to do it. It's going to make sense. So,
and they didn't have to, thank God they didn't buy $700,000 of actual product.
No, it was going to cost, so they go over that, big guy. It was going to cost them over $7 million if they had to buy and store all the Pepsis to get the points.
Yeah.
So the older guy was like, give me a business plan and let's make it make sense. And it didn't make sense because it's like, it's going to cost us $7 million and that is just not worth it, you know? Like,
yeah.
God forbid, like, what happens if the Pepsis explode or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why. So the kid ended up thinking it was done. And then one day he goes in and he finds this pamphlet that was on display. And in the pamphlet, in the fine print, said you could buy them at 10 cents per. And then he was like, that's it. That's the plan.
I wonder how, what's the name of this again?
It's called Pepsi, Where's My Jet?
Pepsi, Where's My Jet?
I'll put the picture in.
Much were they going to offer them on the settlement? Did they say?
They did say. Let me look it up. Hold on.
Was it six or seven figures?
I'm going to look up Pepsi. Where's my jet settlement? Let's see. They offered a settlement of $750,000 and they refused.
Whoa, man.
Yep.
Because what they were banking on, though, was that because there was no fine print, that they would be entitled to probably something closer to what the jet was actually worth with it.
Exactly.
So they were going really big. But then I guarantee you, because of Pepsi's political power and how they are one of the richest corporations in the world, they probably were able to influence the – I'm not kidding. You think
– I know you're not
that
kidding.
But they didn't take into account, like, that kind of stuff gets figured in into, like, the world when, like, stuff goes to court and, like – judges and like this is a corrupt world, but
absolutely.
Man, I feel bad they didn't take that 750.
Me too, man. That's a free 750 they could have had.
But they, I understand though the reasoning why you take your chance, because it's like, well, it's that or we're getting the equivalent of a jet. Like we could prove this in court, and there's no fine print. But they didn't take into account Pepsi's corporate power.
Yeah,
damn.
Still getting 750.
Yeah, no. It was easy to look and say that, but you think they probably put in. They're going off their attorney. Their attorneys too. That they have, depending on if they were paying them or if they were going based off of the case. If they thought they would win, they were. They probably were telling them too, because those attorneys would be only getting whatever percentage of that 750. So they wouldn't be getting all of that. By the way, those guys. That would have been going,
sure.
But like those attorneys could have been looking at it like, no, we're all going to be splitting way more than this. And like, so it's not, maybe they could have been influenced that decision as well.
Yeah. I love stuff like that, big guy. I love like documentaries, like life stuff that happens.
I do
like
too.
That. You know, it's like, it's so interesting. I love it. Like, you know, I never even knew that. Like, I had no idea that even happened. But in the 90s, it was a huge thing. Like, it was on TV and the news and everything, you know.
Incredible.
So, yeah.
Let me, I've got a super chat from Bobby Reynolds here.
Of course, yeah.
What if you get to fight a robot? Just so you can already know where this is going. I love that these are the questions. I feel like I know a lot of stuff, and the questions that I get, I'm not going to say it's disappointing because you guys are paying to ask them. So I just feel like feel like I have a lot to offer this world. And sometimes I don't get to always.
Yeah, John, I don't see the Twitter chat either. I tried to post something, I don't see it as well. Yeah.
Bobby says, what if you get to fight a robot version of you or other wrestlers like Braun Strowman gets to fight a robot version of himself? That was the question. So what if I get to fight a robot version of me, or if Braun Strowman gets to fight a robot version of himself? I think that would be a very difficult matchup, depending on how advanced the AI is and that it's a freaking robot, that I wouldn't be able to actually physically hurt it, and the robot could physically hurt me. I don't know. Is it like a RoboCop type Ryback or Braun Strowman? Like, or is it, you know, like more of like a really, really crappy, like, barely can move.
Like Johnny Five.
Yeah. Or what is the R2-D2? Like something R2. like with just a little painted face of me on it. Like then, you know, but still, you know, what kind of technology does it have, Bobby?
A little painted face.
A little painted face. That wearing one of the little Ryback masks they used to sell at .com over the little R2-D2. Like, you know, I mean, I don't know, Bobby, I don't even know what the particular question really was other than, because it wasn't too detailed, other than it just says, what if you get to fight? I mean, what if we get to fight? Right? the riveting questions here on the Ryback Show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Bobby. I'm not hating on the super chat anyways or anyway, but I mean, it is an interesting question that was what came to your mind today. Bobby,
I love those questions.
Put down that Kevin Nash jackknife hash, my man, and let's touch grass today. We gotta get out, get a little vitamin D. Let's take it easy. Jackknife sativa blend. Guys, because I don't know what's going on here. Taking a look, making sure I didn't miss anything else. God, you never know what you're gonna get here. Let me see here. Do we want to take our chances and take a call?
Yes. Yeah, let's do it, big guy. Come on.
Spin the wheel. This is crazy, by the way. But just so you guys know, I just wanted 3.35 million followers in here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 12. We have 15 people of my 3.35 million people on Twitter Spaces. An account with 3,000 people would have more people than this in here. Just so you guys know. Oh, wait, even 16. We're moving up.
It's very weird, man.
They closed strange. Another case again. I opened up another case. They do. It's all. They don't even acknowledge. It's all AI. I don't. They pretend to be people. They go, can you please send a picture after I send a detailed thing in on the case, and then I send another detailed reply back, and then they close the case immediately, and they just tell me that I'm suppressed. And again,
that's insane.
And they just say a negative behavior, and that with good behavior they will reverse. This has been going on 7.5 years plus now, almost 8.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
What do you, Elon and Linda? I tag them on things. I've tried the nice. I've tried being more aggressive. Like, I don't know what else to do. I'm like, this is. I don't know if they are just like, from a legal standpoint, they're just like they're afraid that like a lot of people are being restricted and suppressed in ways, but they're not fixing it. And he said like they were going to be doing other things, and they were going to be making accounts. They said this now multiple times. They were going to be showing accounts that were suppressed. There was going to be like a thing on there showing you your,
like a list or something,
like a transparent, like it's going to be transparent, and they haven't made it transparent yet.
I hope they do,
but I think they have all this stuff going on. So like, but so that is acknowledging, though, that alone acknowledges that you have suppressing technology with it.
Yeah, I mean, like we said, the Twitter files came out and they said literally in there that they were suppressing people.
Yeah. But like, why can't I get it? Why can't I have it? Like, I just want a conversation. Like, this has affected me so badly. I'm like, God, like the perception alone of it is so horrible with it. Like, I'm like, God, guys, like, come on. Like, there's a difference between making thousands of dollars on accounts and then not making anything and not being seen and losing followers. Like, and it hurts you on everything else that you do with it. I'm just like, it's like, guys, like, can I please have a serious conversation? We can do this privately. I was trying to do it privately for years before I went public with it. Nobody wanted to do it, so
yeah. No, you got to go public with it, because look at the thing with the Elon, and look at they went public and it got resolved.
But like, the thing is, they are seen and they're not suppressed everywhere. They're being seen. This is like where if I made a thing and wasn't being suppressed and got, I'd get millions of views on Twitter, and then like it, there's a difference between that and then only getting seen by 2,000 of the same people every day.
Oh, you're right.
This is the problem, and you got to look at it too. Like, you don't think like I've been proven. I went viral time and time and time again on this. Yep. You know, why can't I go viral anymore?
No, I went back and I looked at all the. I went back because, like, I was like, let me look into this, like, before, because I did like some research before when I first started listening. And if you look at the views that you got 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, you were in like the hundreds of thousands of views. Like,
where on here?
On here.
I don't even think that was there. Was I was restricted back then? I was legit restricted for 4 years.
Oh,
but my numbers though. I was legit restricted under the old regime. They wouldn't let me advertise. They literally had my account restricted for 3.5 or 4 years. But it's even worse now than it was when restricted.
That's very weird, man.
There was only a brief period where, like, something they let it go where I when my attorney got involved, and then the account shot up for a few days and or a week, and then they turned it right back. They just shut it back down again.
No, I mean on YouTube, big guy. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, YouTube. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. YouTube, brother. I even took down a couple videos that had in the millions because I was doing eating things I didn't want. I didn't like the. I was
that's right. I'm sorry. I didn't think.
But I had routinely. I have tons of videos in the six figures on there.
On YouTube, you're all like it was literally one. Like you would go viral every single time on YouTube.
I was doing what Maven was doing with that same following. even under it.
Yes.
I took off right away. And then all of a sudden, I'll never forget the end of 2019. I knew right away when WWE got involved. I noticed that the week it started happening, I go, shit. I go, they got a hold. They realize I'm making money on YouTube. And then my money, they instantly went south. Quit. And there was nothing. I tried reaching out over and over. Nobody, just the lies have continued with it. Now, after, look at all the content I put out on there, on that. Yep. I can't go viral on anything. I get stuck. I have great analytics.
Which is, like, think about it. You're still gaining fans, but yet you're not getting more views. Like,
yeah, it makes no sense. And my analytics are fantastic. My click-through rate, my engagement. People that see my videos, it's overwhelmingly positive. People love the content. I've liked every comment on my video on YouTube. I'm giving them no excuses with this. I've literally liked every comment ever left on my YouTube with
it. I saw it.
Because yeah. I have an app that I can go through and, like, I've literally every day make it a priority, because that's supposed to help your account also. And it doesn't.
Got it.
I go, how do I still continue? It's because they're keeping me. My revenue has stayed the same for the last 3 years on there. And it went from really high to now being stuck at this, no matter how hard I work. They won't answer. Nobody will talk to me. They tell me, I go, I'll fly there and come. Please. Can I, the phone conversation? Oh, we don't do phone conversations. Can I please come to headquarters? I will fly myself there. Can I please just sit down and somebody go over this with me? Because it makes no sense. But what WWE, they do not want me making the money that I should be making. Vince, they're trying because Vince wants me to have to, like, essentially tuck my tail between my legs and thinks I would come back and ask for mercy and this, and I'll never will. Like, I'm waiting for him to die. Like, that's, this is what I'm just waiting for. Like, I've been very blunt about it. Like, that's the game going on. Like, I'm not going back with it. And, like, I need him to, his expiration date to run out. Like, this is, he's evil. Like, this is not cool. This has affected me in many ways. And I've still been successful despite it. But it is, we're talking seven figures, well into seven figures, and perception of what they have held me back from.
We got to figure out a way, a big guy, to get into the headquarters somehow.
I've got one thing I'm working on, the other ones are gonna, I've got, like, YouTube, I'm missing out on significant income every month that this goes on with it. And, like, you guys can see, like, you can't, like, tell me the content, like, when I have years, 2 years straight of going viral all the time, that I don't all of a sudden don't know how to go viral. Like, I do.
You could go back and look. I did it myself. I did it. I'm telling you, I look back. Even the shows that you're doing weekly, you were getting, like, at least, like, I think it was like 20,000, 30,000 views on every show.
And that was with way less subscribers. I used to do the Shooting Blanks Wrestling Report with this other guy, Raj Giri. We would have episodes in the 50, 60, 70, 80,000 listens pretty regularly on there. With that, and that was even after things were not great with it, like, when things were going on. But just put that into comparison to, like, it's nuts, man. And even, like, me doing the short videos that I'm putting on TikTok, I'm putting those on YouTube.
On Reels.
Not on YouTube. I'm putting them as regular videos. Those videos are have amazing analytics. Like, it's all green lit. Like, everything is performing exceptionally well, and they're not getting views. Because they're not showing, and they're not showing them to my subscribers, and they only show them to a small amount. They only show them to a small amount of outsiders based off of the number they show to your subscribers. So I'm getting, this is how they have some sort of restrictive coding that I could see on the analytics. The way they're holding me back is that, so if you follow me on there, the majority of people, unless they search for me, or a very small percentage, will get the notifications. They're not showing to everybody that has notifications on. And so then a lot of people don't come visit the page. I miss out on that initial wave on the algorithm that would bump me up to the next phase. So I can, like, it's almost impossible for me to ever fall into the algorithm. And even if I do, like, it's not strong enough to hold up with it, because I'm not getting seen by enough of my own followers.
That's such bullshit, yeah. Man.
And this is, but then I ask them, well, these are the things that, like, I specifically have to write out and ask, explain to me this portion here based off of this that you said matters on how you're seen. Why am I getting seen? They cut off the conversation. And that's how I know something's not right already outside of what I know. Like, it's so.
I mean, it's the same content that, like, even, I would say even better content than what you were putting out last year.
Yeah.
And you were getting hundreds of thousands of views.
And I'm doing that already on TikTok still, even with stuff going on there. I'm still going viral all the time on there.
Yep.
And I think that just shows that you go, something is not right across the board. And what's not right is WWE wanted my social media accounts in 2016 with an NDA. And I have fought them and won, and I've fought them, and I'm not giving in. I refused their settlement. I didn't back in. I told them I'm not going back with it. And so now I think it's like people are going to see, but I just want people to be aware of, like, just imagine everything you've worked for, and you've got a big company like this doing everything.
That's what people don't realize. They're like, what?
It's being done to mentally break me is what they think. And that it won't, that I'm never going to break. I'm going to never. And I just hustle harder, which is why I'm finding ways. I keep finding ways. I go, but I have to work so much harder than I even should have on it. But I go, the truth is going to win, and everything is going to benefit me. I just keep the image of the slingshot in my head getting loaded more and more, getting pulled back. It's, I'm telling you, it's going to hurt them. They're only hurting themselves with it. And it's only going to empower me that you guys all hear this. And when it comes out, everyone's going to be able to go back and go, holy shit, this guy has been saying this. And it's only going to reinforce that I tell the truth even more. So,
yep, I agree.
I wouldn't put my wouldn't risk my reputation on a lie like that. Doing that, it wouldn't benefit me one. It would ruin my, you know what I mean?
Of course, I'm speaking because
I know what's going on.
There's
no reason to. I wish I could say, I wish I could say, I know it's me. I know I'm that's not doing things right, but that's not the case with it. You know, I know it because I've already done it with it. Like, so,
yeah.
And I'm currently doing.
Look at what John tweeted you, so you could get a laugh.
let me see this.
He tweeted you versus your robot self.
Oh God! Hold on. Hold on. Let me. Hold on. Where'd it go? Where'd the show go? How come I don't see the? Do you see the show?
So I see the show, but it has no chat in it.
I don't even see the show on my, I can't even see, wait, hold on. I see the image of us. That's for today's show I have already. Let me see if I could search for it and see if it pulls up. This is what
it's very, it's very weird, man. There's no chat in the show today.
There is no chat for the show today. That's another weird thing right there.
John was asking me, why is there no chat?
Now, that's why people, how are people even finding that the show's going on?
Because it shows up at the top of your feed. Like, that's how I know when you're on. I get a notification when you're on.
It's not, but let me see. It's not showing up on the top of my feed. I have no, the only video, I have the video of my show going on from StreamYard. That's at the top of my feed. And then the next one is a video from 2 hours ago. The How WWE Championships Are Won and Lost. My show's not even showing up on my own profile page.
What? Even if you swipe right on the top there, it's not more than one?
On my post. I'm on my post section. I'm going to screen record this just so you guys could all see. But this is like what I tell you. They hide my name on my own search where I can't search my name. They hide replies to me. I have to go.
You're right. You're right, big guy. I'm looking right now. It's only the video.
So you tell me why would the show that we're doing not be made available? Just a weird, there's so many weird little things with my account. But what that is now people can't, that's why our numbers are so low, even with that, because people can't actually come join the show. I don't see where they're joining because I don't see it showing up. Doesn't show up on the latest, doesn't show up on my profile page. What a weird, weird thing, right? Now, Sean, now the recording is showing it stopped on X Spaces randomly. And I never closed it. It's showing me, he goes, here's your recording. Share it to keep the conversation going. So that's it. We're going to go ahead and wrap up today's show. And, what an odd thing. I guess thanks, X Spaces, for just cutting off my show and not distributing it. I wish it was because you were fixing my account, but I have a feeling that that's not the case with all of that. Guys, thank you for all the love and support. As always, we've got to keep on moving on. We got other things to do, so screw Elon with all of them. He'll get what he deserves to eventually with it. He's a fraud in my book so far. He's a man that makes fake promises and hasn't done anything. The platform's worse than it's ever been. But we're just going to keep moving forward, and the truth is going to win eventually with that. Check out my Feed Me More Nutrition, feedmemore.com. iTunes reviews are greatly appreciated. Join me live tonight on TikTok, guys. The Big Guy Ryback 22 on TikTok, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. I'm going live, Ryback live, doing battles. When I get Napoleon Dynamite and some other people on there as well. And we've got one more super chat from Bobby Reynolds we're going to close the show with. More like Mecha Godzilla type of robot. I could imagine if someone like Baron Corbin on The Miz or The Miz make a robot Braun Strowman and they got a remote control to movie robot Braun and do his voice. Oh, Bobby. Bobby, you're on one today, my friend. Very interesting super chat, Bobby. Thank you. With that, guys, we're going to wrap up today's show. That's the last bite. And until next time, my friends, stay hungry. Feed me more.
Hey, Rybackers, don't forget to hit that like button, smash that subscribe, and shell shock those notifications for the best supplements on the planet with Feed Me More Nutrition and all the latest cool new Ryback merch. Visit feedmemore.com.